This is John Batchelor, conversation with Gregory Copley, my colleague and friend, about Trooping of the Color. The ceremony will take place June 15th, which is the agreed-upon date of the King's birthday. It's not Charles's birthday, but it's the King's birthday, as it was the Queen's birthday. It takes place with the Household Guard. Each regiment takes turns year by year, and as Gregory explains it, what the Trooping of the Color is all about harkens back to the days when you had to follow the colored standard of your unit on a battlefield. This is long before drones and the internet and Bluetooth. The Trooping of the Color, and the significance this year is that Charles was in attendance on horseback in his first year as monarch. This year, because of his illness, there's unlikely to be any wisdom in being on a horse. So, therefore, the expectation is a carriage or a reviewing stand. Gregory explains very carefully also about the Queen and how she enjoyed it. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, Trooping of the Color, June 15th.
Well, it's a very important highlight because it's on the sovereign's formal or official birthday, which is not the actual date on which they were born, but it was chosen at a good time of the year in summer to celebrate and to make a show of the prestige of the crown. So June 15th has been for the last 100 or so years the date of this, the Queen's birthday or the King's birthday, and the Trooping of the Colour is done by so that each year a different regiment within the household division gets to parade its colour. Now, this is an ancient rite, if you like, which is designed to show all of the troops what your battle standard, your colours are, so that you can follow them in battle. Because you always had the colours literally at the forefront of any infantry assault, and you followed the colours and you made sure that the colours didn't fall, because that's how you knew where your unit was, and so you could, in the melee of battle, you could follow it. So the colour of the regiment is presented to the regiment by the sovereign, and then it's trooped around through the ranks so that everybody can see it. So it becomes a very formal sort of thing. And it's a very wonderful event, the Trooping of the Colour, on Horse Guards Parade, just near the palace and near Whitehall. And you have, you know, these regiments of red-coated household division infantry, supported by the household cavalry and the bands, massed bands of the regiments and the like. So it's a very, very symbolic and significant and dramatic event. And the Queen, I think, rarely, may have missed one or two at the end, but she, for many years now, was attending the Trooping of the Colour in a carriage and then going up into the reviewing stand to salute the troops as they came past and marched their colours past her. And the King last year, his first time as monarch, but before his coronation, he was at the event on horseback the whole way, riding from Buckingham Palace to the Horse Guards Parade, and he showed that he had a lot of vigour at that time. This was only a year ago, less than a year ago. So this time, given his current illness and his cancer treatment, there's been a suggestion that he will come in a carriage and then go onto the reviewing stand.
In the United Kingdom. Thank you.